You're listening to a sermon from Heights Church, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For more information on our church, please visit heightschurchmn.org.
We're so glad everybody is here and staying with us and seeing what the Lord's doing. And so it's a we'll keep being full. And then one of the things that we're going to do is start to see about splitting services and see a couple of times and try to get your feedback on who would go where and try to make some adjustments, because that's part of the process that we want to be in. We want to be in this process of multiplying and multiplying our church, multiplying our services, planting other churches, getting and beginning to work that out. So we're going to be looking at that along the way and just try to make those adjustments as we go. So thanks for staying tight, you know, and working with it. So one of the things that we're going to be working on is a ministry, and we want this for the whole church, is a discipleship ministry called Multiply. And there's several aspects about it, but the main thing is that it is designed as a tool that, for one, is unless you really, really, really wanted to buy a book, the resources are free. They're online. There's an app for that, literally. And you've got all of these resources that you can utilize. And so we're going to begin a process today, and then begin next week with our groups and other creative ways that we want to invite you into. And Vicki is heading this up, and she's going to talk about some of the other options that we can put together. But it's a discipleship process so that we walk people through intentionally what it is to be in Christ, what it is to be the church, and just start into what is the Old Testament and what is the New Testament and what are those stories? You know, what's the narrative that's going all the way through there? And so it's going to be a process that will take us through into next year. Part of that is we will focus on Sunday in some aspect about the lesson or the session that's ahead. And then you will then read that session yourself, and you can read it online or on the app, or the book. And then during the week, you will meet either in a group or one-on-one with somebody and just walk through it. There are some excellent discussion questions and just this process of growth. So it's just try to equip us so that as we grow together and as we increase in our church, when new people come in, it's really easy to get connected with new people and help them in their walk with God as well. When more of us are involved with it, it's just a whole lot easier to be able to pair up people and not worry about cycles and say, oh, we just started our discipleship ministry. I'm sorry, you're just going to have to just rely on just being saved for the next 3 months. And hopefully by then you won't have wilted and we can then get you to grow, you know. And it's, you can immediately pair someone up. And so that's part of the process. It's just engaging us to be more mature in our discipleship so that in that maturity, we can help other people. We become disciplers and we help other people follow Christ. And so so that's the process that we're going to walk through. And more of today is just these basic principles of discipleship and getting into it and introducing you into it and then launching it. On our resource page at heightschurchmn.org, on today's resource, on our post today, I put a link to the Multiply website, so you can look at it there, we'll talk about downloading the app and all of that. So let me begin with this question and get some thoughts back from you. What is a disciple? What is a disciple?
Follower.
A follower. Mm-hmm. What else?
A learner.
A learner, follower, learner.
Apprentice.
An apprentice.
Someone who's devoted,
that's devoted to something, devoted to following something, so much so that they're willing to give themselves to this process. And in the disciples' day, in Jesus's day, it was generally in their area, one who wanted to follow a rabbi and learn their teachings and learn about them. And learn what they were teaching and their manner of life and how to live life. And that's what they did. And so for these disciples, we read earlier in Matthew, when Jesus called, they dropped their career and went. Now, I'm not asking you to, we're not doing that, right? But we're just saying my allegiances get shifted. And I follow, and so I want to engage Jesus as much as possible. And for them, everywhere Jesus went, they went. And what he saw, and did, they saw, they did. And so a follower is simply to become like Christ. And the invitation of Jesus for the disciples in that day and you and me today is simply out of Matthew 4:18, come and follow. Come and follow, and it's to be on a journey. In this process of multiplication and going through multiplied discipleship, if you've never been in a process of discipling someone before, it's okay. That's fine. We all stumble along. The best thing about it is to move through the temptation that someone asks you a question and you try to conjure up a response. You're just supposed to know everything. The best answer you give is the honest one. I don't know, but I'll find out, It's just to be honest about it and to realize you're gonna have fits and starts with it. And one of the things that I love about when Jesus called his disciples, and he called the 12 specifically in Mark chapter 3. One of the calls that was in that process was they were called to be with him. They were called to be with him. And so we're going to walk on this journey. So the next question here is this on the PowerPoint here. Up to this point in your life, would you call yourself a follower of Jesus? Up to this point in your life, would you call yourself a follower of Jesus? And why would you say that? Why would you say that? What's the fruit of that? What's the evidence of that? And then it says, do you see evidence in your faith as described in Luke 6:40? And in Luke 6... In Luke 6:40, it says, the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So the more we follow Jesus, the more we become like him. It is an expectation of the kingdom. It's kind of one of those shocking things when Jesus really meant it. When he said, bless, don't curse. He really meant it when he said, love your enemy. He really, really meant it. It wasn't just like a suggestion or I hope that worked for him. It's what we're called to do. And so the way into discipleship is the way that everybody goes. And it's how all the gospels are introduced. It is the way of repentance. He has come to proclaim the kingdom, repent and follow. Turn from the system you were in, the allegiance that you were in, and move toward the allegiance that is the kingdom of God. And so as we go through, and I invite you to do this just as an example, as you go through each week and then you get to the discussion questions, here's an example question from our first week as you go through the lessons. And so the question is this on the next slide. You read Ephesians 2 carefully, and then you take some time to consider the truths it presents. And this is something that you would be doing during the week. And then as you get together with your group or one-on-one, this is something that you could talk about. Okay? And then the questions out of it. Do you trust in the death of Christ for your salvation? Do you ever struggle with believing you need to do something yourself to be saved? And just as a reference for that, let me just read part of Ephesians chapter 2 here. It says, as for you, you were dead in your trespasses, your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us who lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts, like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And then there's more in Ephesians 2 that you go through. And part of the process is just to go through and consider and to read carefully and things that stick out. And then some questions that are there for that. And then you would engage in that. And it's that the whole process of just engaging the Word, engaging in prayer, and talking with each other about what you're learning along the way. Multiply is about sharing life together. It's about walking with each other and growing together. It's maturing. Pastor Vicky is leading this ministry for us, and we want everyone involved in some way. And we have some groups that are ready. We have, I think, three groups that are ready for with particular leaders. But if those times and places don't work, we want even more groups to form up, or one-on-one teams to form. And Vicky will explain that. And like I said, each Sunday. And we'll begin next Sunday for the first session. One of our team will bring a message that's coming from either the scripture reading that we have for the week or from the lesson itself, and as they're assigned. And it will set the tone. It will just be out of what's ahead. And then it'll set the tone. And then during the week, we'll pick up that session, that lesson, read through it. If you use the app or use the website, there's a video that's attached to it, and you can watch a conversation between Francis Chan and David Platt on that particular topic. And they're incredibly good. These guys are really great to listen to. And then there's some scripture reading. One thing I realized today or yesterday was on the app, there's a lot of prescribed scripture reading that's to the side. And I realized on the website, it's not there. And then Vicky checked in the book today and it's not there. But we're going to put it, you know, we'll get it on the printed stuff that I'll have. And then on our website, and then I'll try to communicate it every week in service. These are the passages of scripture you want to be reading through, okay? So that we read through large chunks of scripture as we go on this journey. And by the time we get through all of this process, we will have visited the whole narrative of scripture along the way. So I realized, I'm like, man, I was telling everybody there's a lot of scripture to read. And I'm looking at the website. I'm like, where is it? You know? And Vicky looked at me. I'm like, it's not there. Oh my goodness. And so like next week, our passages will be out of Matthew 1 through 9. And it breaks it down for you know, you have to read a couple of chapters on a couple of days, but you just read through Matthew 1 through 9 from Monday, you know, from Sunday afternoon on, and begin to get the scope of Scripture as well. So as you meet, you'll have read the material. You'll go over the discussion questions. You may want to talk about some scripture that you've been reading, and then also take the opportunity to pray with each other, and just if you have needs, you want to pray for each other's needs. Okay, you know. Oh my goodness, I'm asking you to work. You know. Who knew you had to work muscles to grow muscles? Who knew that? You know, I just thought you could just come out looking like you can't. You got to work them, you know, and you have to work muscles to grow muscles, okay? And you have to work on your spirit to grow your spirit, okay? And so there are things to do. This is an intentional process. And so on the last slide there, if you put that up, we want to show this is where the material will be. And then Vicki's going to walk you through the website as well. It is an intentional process, so we all get comfortable helping others grow in Christ. And it's what's needed as we multiply our church. We need mature believers leading others to maturity. And so we're gonna use this to just engage people, and we want to help each other on the journey. And then as we stretch out, we're gonna help others on the journey. Okay, I'm gonna invite Pastor Vicki to come and then give her just walk through some of the things about the website, and then being able to sign up and all of those things. And I'm going to leave that there because it's okay. Recording. I don't want to have it for instruction. All right. So.
Okay. Well, if you're old school like me, you need the book. There's something about, for me, I like to see where we're going and be able to plan it. So if you, like me, need a book, I got mine at Amazon. You can get used books for about $3, and I think shipping is $4. So it'll cost you $7. If you need a book, but everything is on the website, and I see we're up there. So if you look up at the top where it says material, you'll go and you'll click on that one over.
One to the right.
One to the
right,
yeah. There you go. And there is our material, so click on that.
There it is.
And then scroll down here. This is the introduction. You can read the introduction. But for our first lesson, scroll down a little bit more to our first lesson. Right there. What is the disciple? That will be our first lesson, so let's click on that. And when this comes up, there is a read more, and you can go to that. And that will give your chapter. You can just read through it there. You can print it out from there. When I printed this one out, it was 4 pages. And so it's a little shorter than if you go to the PDFs. Let's go back now, Ben.
There's an it. There you go.
Then there is a download the PDF. You can click on that. And that's just type. And the point size is bigger on that one. And so if you need bigger print.
Well, it's going to want to download. Oh, there it is.
And so you can download a PDF. You can also probably download that and then read it on your device, too. But like I said, I printed it out from the first README, and it was a little shorter. Okay, so we can click out of that.
Hey, Vicki, I grabbed the ebook also for those who have,
yes,
like a Kindle or something.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah. Like to adjust the font size. And
okay, that's and that's all free, so it's all there. And then there's also a button, the next one, you can listen to the session. You don't need to click on that, but it was kind of nice. I did that. I was washing dishes the other day, and I just listened to it. And so it was super easy. You can be doing other things and, you know, be able to just listen. And then for our leaders, if you look to the right there, it says part one, living as a disciple maker. What is a disciple? Right there. If you click on it, and you don't need to because we don't need to load the video, but that is the training session. It's usually just a 5-minute video for whoever is leading the session, just to highlight what are the things that you need to know when you present it to your group. And so it's super easy. And then, you know, the next time we'll do the next lesson. And then it just kind of goes through it. I have printed out the schedule with the date. And it tells which session we'll be doing each week. So those will be at the back. They'll be in bookmark form. And then every Sunday we will have some printed out. So that if you don't have access to a printer, we'll have some that you can get to have for the week. Right now we have three groups set up. There'll be one on Sunday night that Jake and Missy are going to be leading, and it will be here, and it will be while youth is going on. So it will be at 6 o'clock. And then there will be a group on Monday nights that Ben and Kelsey are leading, and it will be at their home. And it's at 6 o'clock, and that's really more for young adults, unless some of you old ones want to crash it. You need to ask Ben, Kelsey, if you can come. And then there'll be a third session on Wednesday nights that will be here at 6, and it will be while children's ministry is going on, and Pastor Dan is leading that. And then I also have another sign up back there that says other. Now, we are really encouraging everybody in our church to be involved in this in some form or another. And so maybe those three times don't work for you. I do have other teachers that have offered to be on standby to lead sessions, but I wanted to see how many we really needed. So if we need to add other times, you know, just talk to me. I'll be standing back there. The other thing, too, is maybe you want to do something just one-on-one. Maybe you as a couple want to do it, or you want to do it with your family, or you have someone at work that you're discipling and you want to do it with them. For me, I lead at a senior's home. I do services for them every other week. And so I'm going to think of some ways to kind of incorporate it to bring them through the discipleship process. So there's lots of ways that we can take this material and apply it. So if you are wanting to do an other, I just ask that you talk to me and then write it down so that we have track of who all's involved and just so that we know what's going on. And if you're looking for somebody to go through it, maybe one-on-one, just let me know and we'll see what we can do. So anyway, that is an overview of the program. That.
Here's the printed one. All right. So we just again, it's just out of a heart to increase our ability, our maturity, and just to be able to get us to a place where we really are ready for multiplying what God is doing. And get you all involved. I just want to ask any questions or any things that you're, yeah.
Wednesday night is at 6.
We're running 6 to 7:30 because of that's when the kids are going to be running, and so it can work if parents drop their kids off or something, they wanted to come that time. And then we have another group, you know, usually some folks on Wednesday night, but we're going to switch it to 6. For that.
Is there an app, like in the App Store?
Yeah, on the Google Play Store, I meant to talk about this, thanks. In the Google Play Store, when I did a search for Multiply Movement Francis Chan, it came to the top. Okay.
So it's called Mobile Multiply is what it came up
with. Mobile Multiply, yeah, thank you.
If you talk about Multiply, it won't come up.
Okay, yeah. Mobile Multiply, yeah. So what I did early was Multiply Francis Chan, and then it came up. But yeah, Mobile Multiply, yeah. Thank you. Did that work? Was that better?
Oh, or Multiply Disciples Making Disciples.
That's
it.
It's
different in iOS.
Yeah.
And Apple.
So that's the, but that's the little symbol.
iOS is Multiply Disciples Making Disciples.
Yep, that's the symbol. So, yep, that works. So, yeah, so you can download it. Sorry, I didn't give you better instructions on that. So, and then on the app, it does have the reading schedule on it. So just want you to know that. And then on the printouts, when I print those out every week, I'm going to add in the reading schedule for that. The scripture reading schedule, just so you have that. And again, it's just a process of, if you will do that, it's a good exercise just to engage with the Word and just get soak in what the Word. Okay, so it's a process we're all going to go through. All right, and we just want to connect as many as we possibly can. We just really want people engaged with it. So as you go through this and you pray about it and you get signed up. If, again, if one of those first three don't work, if there's another way, just please sign your name and say, you know, just, hey, I need another group, or I can do it one-on-one, or if you're planning to do it with someone else, just say, you know, write that down. You know, hey, I'd really like to do it, and I've talked with someone else and we'd really like to do it. So, and then it's the process of just doing it week by week and building this process, okay? Any other questions as we're going through? All right.